Blog Talk Radio.
Joe, we just finished watching here AEW Collision, and there was a lot of different things that we could go into talking about this show. I mean, where do we start with this? I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is we just had ROH final battle in the same building the last night before, and I just thought that this crowd was electric throughout the show. They were engaged and excited to watch all these matches here, where I was just impressed with the enthusiasm of AEW really running the same building two nights in a row.
The crowd was lively. The crowd was lively. I love that.
Absolutely, man. I mean, we got more of these matches from the Continental Tournament. Like I said, a lot of different directions to go. But really what came to mind here is that a trend that I've been seeing throughout a lot of these different shows is Tony Khan's been putting a lot of emphasis on the women's division and getting a lot of those, giving a lot of promotion because he's been under fire from, you know, a lot of criticism of people saying that they want to see more of them promoting them. And, you know, connecting a lot of stuff to last night's final battle where we saw a main event match between Athena and Billy Starks. I mean, I just thought that that continued on tonight where we had a pretty significant segment earlier on the show with Abaddon versus Jasmine Allure, where we saw Sky Blue came out and we saw that she actually aligned herself again with Julia Hart, where that had kind of been on the fence and now she solidified her there. And the return of Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa had been out for a significant amount of time with a back injury, and it had kind of been back and forth, you know, as to whether or not, is she going to come back? Is she not? What's going on? Is there any controversy with Tony Khan, with the promotion? And we saw tonight that, nope, she's back here. And she had teased that before on social media that, you know, she wants to come back in her home state of Texas. And initially they introduced her onto the Spanish commentary table. So it remains to be seen whether or not that's going to be her mainstay place, but certainly she's coming back to the ring. And she's formed an alliance with Abaddon, a character that continues to puzzle me throughout, they have not been on TV a lot. They appeared early on in Dynamite's days and really have worked to get themselves back in shape. And Abaddon's been given a lot more television time as they've gone character heavy in the women's division. And now we're seeing, you know, a lot more promotion of that. And like I said, Thunder Rosa is just another big added player into that women's division.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it was really cool to see Thunder Rosa. You know, we were talking early on, oh, she's on the commentary table. Is she gonna make a debut again? And yeah, she came out. We were excited to see that. I think the teaming up with Abaddon, that'll be very interesting. You know, Abaddon, they are a very unique ring personality. Excited for them to get a little more time in the spotlight. So.
Absolutely. Also, just want to comment, too, on that Texas street fight match that we had between Chris Statlander and Willow Nightingale versus Mercedes Martinez and Diamante. I mean, again, Joe, we don't see a lot of especially hardcore matches in the women's division. Don't see a lot of blood. I mean, the main one that comes to mind for me is that Thunder Rosa versus Britt Baker match that really that image of Britt, yeah, where she had that blood kind of trickling down her face. And, you know, we got a lot more kind of, just a lot more weapons, a lot more blood and stuff. So, Tony is really kind of putting the women's division that, you know, people have been asking for it. And, you know, to quote him again, put your money where your mouth is.
Well, yeah. And, you know, it's just fun to see, right? I mean, you know. I mean, since all our trips to Chicago, I've been following Sky Blue very closely. It's exciting to see her success. It's exciting to see her being put over. You know, Julia, our hometown girl, my other big favorite, Chris Statlander. It's just, it's fun to see them be given the time they deserve. The women's wrestling division has come so far. And yeah, it's just exciting to see them get some well-deserved time, airtime.
Yeah, I think it adds another element to the show, you know, where we get a lot of really great men's matches, and this is something that the crowd has asked for, the fans have wanted, and I think that, you know, the more that you you put that stuff out there, you give the women the opportunity, the best ones are going to rise to the top, and I hope that we continue to see that trend.
Absolutely.
Well, Joe, let's restart the show here. Let's introduce ourselves. This is Joel Donnell filling in for Wade Keller as he's out on assignment, and this is the Wade Keller Pro Wrestling Podcast AEW Collision Post Show for Saturday, December 16th. You may recognize my voice from the PW Daily Cast All Elite Conversation Club alongside Greg Kanner. But in tonight, I'm filling in for Wade, and in the co-host chair is someone making their debut. This is my longtime friend. He's my best man. As you heard Joe allude to, he's another Minnesota guy here with me. We've attended many wrestling shows together. This is Joe Ahlstrom. Joe, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Joel. You know, it's really exciting to be given this opportunity to sit here with you, talk it over. Yeah, you know, you and I been best buds for what, going on 15 years here, and wrestling fans even longer than that. You really, really introduced me to the sport, and yeah, I'm just excited to be here with you talking to it. Thank you to you, thank you to Wade, and yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's make it the best show possible, so Wade doesn't pull us off the air midway through here, or doesn't ask us to be back here. But I was excited to ask you to be on here, Joe, because, you know, even though you're not able to watch every single week because you're a firefighter, and that's kind of dictates a lot of your schedule. I mean, you've been a longtime watcher of wrestling, watching AEW since the beginning. I mean, we've been following All In. We've gone to multiple AEW shows over the last few years, and I really wanted to have you on here to get your perspective as somebody who's not watching all the time, you know, where a lot of times when we're seeing every single bit of AEW, we can kind of get our own, you know, we start to notice a lot of the, you know, the booking patterns and the ways that a lot of these shows go. And I thought it'd be great to have somebody who's, you know, you step back a little bit and then you kind of jump in and see, you know, what are some of those differences, you know, each time that you get into the show.
Yeah, you know, I'm a dedicated fan, but I'm a pop-in, pop-out fan. As you alluded to, you know, the schedule of my job makes it difficult to watch every week. But, you know, between you, the Torch, and diligent rewatching of streams, it's how I keep up. So, yeah, hopefully I can lend a little bit of perspective that's different from the more dedicated guys like you. So.
Excellent, Joe. Well, I am going to do my best attempt here as far as using the switchboard. So forgive me if I screw anything up here or disconnect any calls. Wade gave me some really good, thorough instructions on this. But I want to open it up to the callers and have them start dictating our conversation here. I've taken notes on everything, and we're going to try and hit on all the pieces of this past night's show. But thank you to anybody who's listening right now. I know that's a super packed Saturday,